following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's the Herd. It's Valentine's. Time to send your sweetheart something special and indulgent. My recommendation, the all-new Fannie Mae Berries. They're incredible. Large, luscious strawberries dipped in real rich, decadent chocolate. She'll love them. Made from Fannie Mae, the legendary Chicago chocolate company. Unlike other dipped berries that use an oil-based compound, not real chocolate, Fannie Mae Berries uses rich, premium, 100% chocolate. They're dipped and shipped within 24 hours, so they're always fresh. Twice in the last month, I've ordered Fannie Mae Berries. They are, without question, the most mouth-watering I've ever tried. Right now, my audience gets a limited-time special offer on Fannie Mae Berries. Order the half-dozen decadent strawberries, $19.99. Half-dozen large, juicy strawberries dipped in milk, dark and white chocolate. $10 off the regular price. Only, though, if you use my name. Go to fmberries.com, fmberries.com. Click on the mic, upper right side, enter Colin.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insights from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who'll be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're glad to have you along with us on today's program. Monty Kratzenstein is in as my co-host. Good morning, sir.
Sir. Is that how we're going to go today? Hey, I'll go that way. Good morning to you, too, sir. Good to be here. Always fun.
I tried to start with positive attitude today. How many days do you try to start with positive attitude? And, you know, and it depends what time. I mean, everybody starts their day at a different time. But then, like, an hour into it, if you make it that far, you're just going, what?
So you're saying that 11 o'clock and you're still going good. So let's
solid.
So my goal is going to be, as we get through this hour and 15, that if you still have positive attitude, then I've done my job.
I always come out of the hour with you positive. I don't know why that is. I don't know why. We've only argued like once. So
or
disagreed.
Disagreed. It's no fun if we all take the same side, right?
I know.
Hey, is it true? And maybe you don't want this out, but is it true that you big time Tom Rathman last night?
Oh, thanks.
Did you big time him?
No.
I mean, how important are you where you've got guys calling you and you're like, I just don't have time right now. I just can't get to him right now. Is that how it went down?
Thanks.
You want to defend yourself for that?
Thanks for throwing me under the bus. Yeah. Well,
I love it. I love the fact. No, I mean, a lot of us know Tom from whatever, and he is as gracious and
Grand
as good
Island
as guy.
Boy.
Yeah, great guy. And the fact that, you know, on Super Bowl week that, you know, that you guys are on and us guys are on his radar screen is a good thing.
Well, you know, we contacted him, had a contact last week, and then I heard from him yesterday while I'm doing my basketball game, so I couldn't answer the phone. I didn't know. I mean, it was a number, obviously, I'm not going to have on my phone. I was going, oh, man. Because I'm just figuring, there's no way. I mean, he is so swamped. There's no way. Even 10 minutes, no way. Bam. There it is.
Don't disparage
that was my
the importance.
Big guest. That was my big guest for the week. Even bigger than you, Crick. That's right. Even bigger than you, Tom Rathman. Scott Shanley's going to be on the show tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to cross our fingers that maybe Tom will have some time. And if he doesn't, obviously, wow, what a great get it would be for the show to talk to him. And obviously with family in the area and growing up in the area and doing so many great things in his coaching career. And again, with the 49ers today, Brady Bonsall going to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk a little track and field with our Loper Link. They got the Charlie Foster invite, and it seems like every time they're doing something inside, they're breaking some kind of a school record. So I got to see what kind of new water they're drinking up there. So we'll talk with him. We're pretty open today. Just one of those days where a lot of folks are coming on either yesterday or later in the week. Later in the week, Jay Rude from MGM is going to join us, the MGM Mirage, the boss of Mike Perenio. He's going to join us on the program. Don Lee is going to join us tomorrow, Kearney Catholic boys basketball coach, to talk about the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, where there was an upset last night. There was an upset in the FKC, and we'll get to all that and more in just a moment. But we start our Wednesday with the Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today. The Loper basketball team's home tonight. We're going to talk about that on the back end today. We'll preview, but first we're going to review, because we need to get him off to nuclear biology, and that's track coach Brady Bonsall joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda and Monty Kratzen signed today. Brady, good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing? It's actually the assessment and management in the secondary classroom, but what you said works.
I was going to ask you to fess up to the class, and that's a good made-up class name that you just got right there.
Right.
Every time I talk, and this will be a reference that not everybody probably gets, but every time I talk to these professors, I feel like Joey Tribbiani. I don't know what they're talking about. They throw some kind of something out there. Sure, nod the head. You bet. Yeah.
He's already using a lot of syllables on us. I don't know if we can have him on here for very long.
Well, Brady, I was just commenting to Monty here before we talk about this weekend. It seems like every time I'm looking at the recap of your meets, somebody's setting a record. Somebody's either putting up a provisional number. It looks like you guys have had a pretty good start to the indoor season.
Yeah, we have had a pretty good start to the indoor season. You know, we're the women's team probably this year is maybe a little bit thinner depth-wise than we'd like, although, you know, National Letter of Intent signing day is next Wednesday, and we've got probably the biggest group I've ever had, by far, actually, signing right away there at the beginning of the signing period. Men's side, we have depth, although we kind of incurred some injuries just training-wise, kind of between about dead week of last semester and the beginning of this semester during that month there. But yeah, the people we have competing are doing really well. You know, when you talk about breaking records, probably Marissa Bongers is the name that comes up a lot. She's had three meets and set school records in three different events.
Kind of elaborate on her a little bit more, let the folks know where she's really dominating and what her best event you think is right now.
Yeah, Marissa's an 800-meter runner, and indoors you've got these different distances, like a 600 or a 1,000. At the MIAA conference meet, they actually do run the 600. The 1,000 is just one that they have at most meets. You know, I remember the Big 12 conference will run it at their conference meet. The Big 10 doesn't. The MIAA doesn't, as it turns out. But with those middle-distance runners, it kind of affords you the opportunity during the season to you know, run not run their primary distance all the time, because you can kind of stagnate there, and they're gonna run it so much when outdoors comes around, it just kind of helps to bounce things around. So every event I foot her in, she's done really well. So, but ultimately the goal is qualifying for the national meet, the 800 for her.
Brady, this is Monty Kratzenstein. I was looking through your stuff, I saw a couple names I recognized. You got a pole vaulter, Mark Seba, who, by the way, I taught and coached with when I was in Bellevue way back in the day. I think Mark might have been a baby at that time. And then the other one is Tanner Fruit, who also has some Gothenburg roots.
Yes, he does.
And so the couple names that stood out, can you talk about those two gentlemen?
Yeah, Mark, we'd recruited when he was in high school. He went to UNL last year. They probably were in a situation where they brought in more freshman pole vaulters that year than they really needed. And so at the end of the first semester, Mark actually got cut from their squad and came our way. His sister had been on our team, so there was a connection to UNK. And a year ago at this time, he was really struggling. I mean, here he was transferring from a Division I school, but he was probably the worst vaulter that we had. And struggled really through a lot of the spring and came back this year, and it's just like flipped a switch, and he is vaulting great. Sitting, I think it's 7th, 8th in the country right now. We'll probably have to improve that mark just a little bit more to actually get into the national meet by the end of the season. But that's really, really cool to see a guy struggle as much as he did last year and then turn around and be as good as he is right now. That's great. And then Tanner, you know, I've worked with Tanner actually for 12 years. I moved to Ogallala when I was when he was a seventh grader, and worked with his dad Shane there. That's where your reference to the Gothenburg roots is.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he's actually in his sixth year with us due to injuries and because of NCAA appeals that we did. He's back. He'll be graduating with his master's degree when he's done this spring. But very talented guy. Again, kind of a late bloomer. He was a good runner in high school, but not necessarily the great runner, and just has continued to get better and better. So he's sitting 10th on the national list in the mile right now, but ultimately we're hoping more 3K and 5K. He's really more of a longer distance guy, but he does have the speed to run a pretty good mile.
Hard to believe that you get better the older you get. I mean, he's 37, I hear, so, you know.
Yeah. Back in the 90s when he was a freshman, he wasn't very mature, but he's getting there now.
That's what you call development, Coach.
Right.
Brady Bonsall with us for just another couple minutes before we send him off to class. The Charlie Foster Classic is this weekend, a few events on Friday afternoon and into the evening. Take us through this and where the talent is coming in from as well.
Yeah, we'll do a multi-event, so there will be a pentathlon and a heptathlon. The pent for the women is a one-day deal, so that will all be on Friday. And for the men, the first day of the hep is on Friday. And then on Saturday is the whole rest of the meet. You know, it's gotten harder with 160-meter track, with more 200-meter tracks being out there and available to get a lot of teams to come to meet. So what we decided this year is to put it the same weekend as Husker Invite, knowing that a lot of teams, including us, will be sending some people, particularly on the track, to Husker Invite. But knowing that our place is a great field event facility, this meet has kind of blown up. This will be, outside of when we hosted the RMAC conference meet, this will be the biggest meet that we've had at our place in a long, long time. So the field events primarily is where you're going to see some really good action. On the track a little bit, but I think those multi-events, I think all the throwing events, the jumping events, there's going to be, because really our venue is probably better for some of those events than the Devaney Center, where Husker Invite is. So we're keeping all of our good folks here in those events, and I think same with a lot of the other teams that are coming.
And Brady, for the fans, once again, as I always categorize them, if it ain't football, they need to be updated on what's going on. What's left for the indoor season, and where are our goals set at this point?
Yeah, well, after we get past this weekend, next weekend we'll have the majority of our team at a meet at Concordia, along with some people that will go over to Iowa State. They've got a 300-meter indoor track at Iowa State, and so it's good for on some of the track events as far as trying to qualify for nationals. The week after that, we'll have the whole team at UNL for the Nebraska Tune-Up meet. And by then, we're maybe holding some people out of that meet, preparing for the MIAA meet, which is the week after that, and that'll be our first MIAA meet. And it'll be, you know, the depth is better than the RMAC. It'll be more challenging on the whole, but we're looking forward to it.
Well, we'll let you get to class, Brady. We'll talk with you again around that time next month, and we wish you guys the best of luck. Thanks for the time.
That sounds great. Thank you.
Take care. Brady Bonsall, track coach, cross-country coach at UNK. Again, one of those sports, unless you're deeply ingrained in it, you don't, I mean, 60 meters, we're running 60, we're running a 600, we're going here, we're going there, we don't run every meet. And then you go to the outdoor season, so two totally, even though it's still track, it's usually two totally different things, except for maybe a weight event or a distance event.
Well, for the fans out there, even if you aren't a track person, going to an indoor meet like this weekend is a great way of getting up close and personal, and it doesn't matter how far the distances are, if you know anything about the times. There's some tremendous athletes, and you can and see a lot of good action in those sort of settings. So I would a lot of stuff going on, I know, but I would encourage people to get out and see that because it's fun to watch. I think track meets are great to watch because you can get so close to those athletes and see just how technical a lot of those events are, especially when it comes to the throws and the jumps and those sort of things.
If you want to slide out there for action on Friday for the women's pentathlon and men's heptathlon, it gets underway at 4 o'clock. Then Saturday, some field events get going at 11 o'clock. The running events begin Saturday at approximately 12:15. So if you want to see some of the running events, 12 noon, they'll finish up the heptathlon and get things going with the 60-meter hurdles at 12:30 on Saturday. So that's what's coming up for track. Also, men's tennis will be at Drake. They head to Des Moines on Sunday. In wrestling, the Lopers will take on Truman State and Lindenwood, and since we last spoke, the Lopers beat Maryville State in Omaha last Thursday. Of course, Coach Denny coaching that crew, and then the Lopers also defeated Shadron State 34-9 on a Saturday. So that is what the local wrestling team did, and they moved up to number 8 in this week's Division II coaches poll. They have 5 wrestlers that are ranked individually now. Dan DeShazer and Rafion Stotts are both and have been in there. Now Chase White, Chase Nelson, and Patrick Martinez all come into the rankings. Truman State at 5, Lindenwood at 7 on Saturday. For the swimming team, the Aqualopers won 5 events, but were edged out by UNO in their meet, the regular season finale this past weekend. They will compete in the NSIC Championships in February 7th in Rochester, Minnesota. Also, the UNK Athletic Department has announced it will be hosting Pack the House in conjunction with the basketball doubleheader tonight. The Athletic Department will be handing out spirit wristbands to the first 250 fans that attend the game, women at 5:30 and the men at 7:30. Let's take a look at what Emporia State's got. Their women are 10-6, their men are 8-8. And then on Friday, Central Oklahoma comes in. Women are 8-9, men are 7-10. Doubleheaders are at 5:30 and 7:30. For UNK, and they will try and get back in the win column. Very tough couple of games last weekend and last week for the Loper men, as they were clipped by 1 point a couple of times. Controversial ending in their last game on the road, but they'll try and get back in the win column tonight. So that is your Loper update. Loper Link brought to you by Russ Smith at CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. They offer all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons. They have the loans. Busy time at UNK.
A lot of different sports. Encourage everybody to get out and watch because it's fun. Didn't our local guy, Tyler Shields, have quite a game? Was it the last outing or two?
Yeah, career high, 22 points in the ball game. I think 8 boards, it says here. So he is improving, and that's what the Lopers need. They still are trying to find themselves here a little bit, and the men end up being shorthanded here this second semester for a variety of different reasons, and Loper fans know that not everybody made it through academically. Coach Lofton said it right here on the show that they were really going to have some good finals to get some guys moving through.
And how frustrating does that have to be as a coach? You know, first of all, you got to get kids on campus that can compete at that level they need to compete at. But then, you know, to some of us, it seems like that should be a pretty simple deal. You know, you come to school to not just play basketball, also go to class and do well in those classes. And I know, talking to coaches, that's a frustrating thing when you get those grade reports or you get those attendance reports and they aren't what they need to be. And that's something I think sometimes we take for granted. You know, that's a big responsibility for a coach to and a big concern for a coach when you have one of those issues.
Yeah, you're supposed to do X's and O's. That's all anybody's concerned about, except when they don't do well academically or you don't recruit well or all the other things that go along with it, or you don't do your proper interviews or you don't make public appearances. I mean, there's just so many things that get piled on. And again, that all comes back. And next Wednesday, we're 1 week away from National Letter of Intent signing day. Brady kind of touched on that. Mm-hmm. We'll have more on that with the football later this week. In fact, Brian Munson is back with us Friday to talk about the latest with the Huskers. And we'll give you the latest on Braylon Hurd right after this.
To win the Capital One Cup and be the best in men's and women's college sports, you've got to lay it all on the line. Every play, every game, in every sport. Teams are battling it out for NCAA Division I championships, $400,000 in student-athlete scholarships, and the Capital One Cup trophy. Check the standings on CapitalOneCup.com to follow your school in the race to become the best in college sports and earn bragging rights all year long.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed to talk. We pushed it further. AT&T. Rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Tri-City Storm on the road Friday. They skate at Des Moines. Face-off at 7:05 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The Nebraska men's basketball team returns home Saturday to take on Ohio State. Tip-off at 6 o'clock on the Big Ten Network. The Nebraska women are in action tonight at Ohio State. Tip-off at 7:30 on the Big Ten Network. They will host Minnesota on Sunday at 2:05. The UNK basketball teams are home this week. They take on Emporia State tonight and Central Oklahoma Friday. Doubleheaders begin at 5:30. The Hastings College Broncos will host Midland University tonight at 6 and 8 and travel to Dort Saturday at 2 and 4 on 12:30 KHAS. The Nebraska wrestling team will host Michigan State Friday night at 7. The UNK wrestling team will host Truman State and Lindenwood Saturday beginning at 5. And the Hastings College wrestling team will be taking on Midland Friday at 7. And that's a Sports Minute.
The 49ers and the Ravens square off in Super Bowl 47.
Flacco throws, looking for Jacoby Jones. He's got it at the 20, inside the 10, and he'll walk in for the touchdown. 70 yards from Flacco to Jacoby Jones.
The big game is on Dial Global Sports. Who will prevail? Tune in here and find out.
Super Bowl 47 Sunday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mostly lingering cloudiness and some flurry activity yet today with some breaks of sun in the afternoon with a high near 30, northwest wind stay at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight we fall to a low of 14. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 19.
Doug and Daddy's show. It's Super Bowl week. That means more Troutman's Trivia. Thanks to Carrie and the gang. They want to get you set up for the Super Bowl and make sure that you've got the right chow on hand with our friends at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend in Kearney. So check that out, and we're going to give you a chance to win another $25 gift card today. Well, again, Braylon Hurd not saying anything officially to any media outlets, but Vindy.com out of Youngstown has posted this today. When Nebraska's coaches asked Braylon Hurd to change positions for the third time in 3 years, Hurd decided it was time to change schools instead. Rather than move to wide receiver, Hurd will finish this semester in Lincoln and transfer to a school to be determined, according to his high school coach, Chris Amill. Amill said, quote, "He's tired of being moved around so much. He just wants a shot to play running back." Of course, he was an All-Ohio running back at Cardinal Mooney, played running back as a freshman, and was briefly switched to corner, switched back to running back last summer, 348 yards and 3 touchdowns. And according to this report, it says Hurd met with offensive coordinator Tim Beck and running back coach Ron Brown, who asked him to move to receiver. Hurd then called head coach Bo Pelini to inform him of his plans to transfer, which contradicts everything that's being reported here in Nebraska. His coach said they had an idea it was coming. Maybe he was hoping that when some time passed, Braylon would change his mind. Braylon was really debating what he wanted to do, but at the end of the day, he felt like it was time to go. He's kind of down about it because he felt like they stuck with him when he was struggling to qualify academically. Loves the fans and the relationships he's built with his teammates, so it was hard for him to walk away from Nebraska. Hurd has not responded to requests for comments from a variety of media outlets. So it says here he has not selected where he wants to go. Kentucky pops up again in this discussion. I don't know. It's tough. It is very, very tough. You want to play. You're not getting the chance. You've been there. You've worked through it a couple, 3 years. You had to work through your academics. And now you see that a younger kid, Amir Abdullah, has the starting spot. So you're still going to be a backup, and unless he gets injured, you're probably never going to be the starting running back. And obviously that gets more play, running back and quarterback, than any other position.
Well, and this happens a lot. I mean, we make a big deal out, but this happens a lot. So you have a kid who's a talented back, who last year was used primarily in the diamond formation. That's where he got the majority of carries. He came in, he had fresh legs, and he had flashed a little bit. And had, you know, he's talented. But you know, by the time you're your junior year, you have been given a chance. There's been a lot of practices and a lot of reps and a lot of spring ball that you've gone through. When a coach asks you to change positions, or a coach, you have that meeting, that doesn't have to be such a negative thing, but that's a pretty clear message. That's a message that says, you know, we're trying to get you on, find a way to get you on the field. We're trying to help you, and we're trying to help this team. Not everybody wants to hear that. I mean, he obviously feels like he can go somewhere else and be the top or the second back. Abdullah's coming back. Cross is back. Newby's coming in as a freshman, and obviously you can't count a freshman. He's a talented guy, and he can probably fill that same role in a diamond or in an outside run role is what Hurd can do. So, you know, again, the writing's a little bit on the wall. Asking him to move to slot was maybe a little bit more surprising or less surprising than him moving to defensive back for a short time before. But again, the move to defensive back was one of those things where, you know, you're talented enough, you can do this, give it a shot and see. So many kids, and I use the term kids, but they look at this as such a negative thing when a coach says this, and they take it personal. And they're competitors, and they want to play. But coaches are doing this to make the team and themselves better. They're trying to make this player more successful or help this player. You know, worked out pretty good for Cody Glenn for a while when they moved him to linebacker. You know, he had some NFL time because of it. So, you know, I don't know. This happens a lot, unfortunately. It is what it is.
Monty Kratzenstein, along with me, Doug Duda, on the Doug and Daddy Show here today. Yeah, so maybe he is the second best or third best running back on Nebraska. I'm sure he can be the best running back on some other team. I'm sure there's guys at the 1AA and Division II level that could play a couple of years, at least at a Division I program. And that's always that tug of war that every athlete has if you're not. I mean, he thought he was the superstar coming out of Cardinal Mooney, and he was obviously really, really good, but there's a lot of good kids out there.
And that's the thing. So much of the hype as a high school senior or junior and senior, and then it's a whole different animal. And you know, he got sidetracked with academic issues right away, and that's unfortunate. Nebraska stuck with him. And you know, it sounds like he isn't unhappy with the experience as far as the university, and he says the right things as far as the fans are concerned. But the fact is, kids want to play, and if they think they can still play, they look at their options. You know, so it doesn't have to be a horrible thing. We aren't inside those meetings between Coach Brown and Coach Beck. But the one thing I know about Coach Brown from experience is he's very honest. And if he wanted to move him to a slot position, that tells me that he's like, you know what, you can probably be a slot guy, second tier slot guy. I mean, not the starter, second tier slot guy. You probably can't be that as a running back.
What about what has happened here and transpired in the last week with Nebraska losing a couple of guys that they really thought they had locked up, at least one of the two, really locked up, and all of a sudden they bolt, which puts any program, and you don't have to just talk about Nebraska, any program, all of a sudden you think you have something filled, a position, a need filled, and 10 days before National 11-10 signing day, when there's not that many to pick from, you got to go find somebody.
Well, we as fans and people that look at message boards think those spots are filled. I guarantee the coaches that talk to these kids, they know the guys that are really solid and the guys that are kind of looking around. Just because, and we found that out, and that's one thing that's changed in recruiting drastically over the last couple of years, is this soft commit, you know, commit, decommit, all these sorts of things. You know, it used to be where you're going someplace, you're not going someplace, you're looking around, or you're done. That isn't the way it is. That's the nature of college football right now. So I guarantee you that this didn't really blindside anybody down on that staff. It might have blindsided somebody watching the website because he had been well, you know, committed to us. I use my fingers for committed, a little asterisk there, but he'd been committed to us. But you know, when you talk to a guy on the phone, you know whether or not they're still looking around or if they aren't.
Well, the Doug and Daddy Show rolls along. We'll see how it goes next Wednesday when National 11-10 signing day is upon us. And the beauty of our show next Wednesday is it's all still going on. We'll give you what we can while we're on the air and recap most of it on Thursday and Friday. But until you get that fax, until you get that signing, that piece of paper in your office, you still can't commit on these kids. But we've been talking about what's been going on with UNK. A lot of great oral commits, it seems like. I think a lot of people are happy with Nebraska. Would you pull up what their class sets right now, Jeff? I didn't look this morning, but they were as high as 12 and 15, and obviously they're not going to be there anymore. Mark has shot off an email to the Dent Popper inbox. He says, Abdullah obviously won't be back returning punts next year, so what are our options? Spend the entire offseason teaching Jamal Turner to catch the ball? He could be so good, I would think. You got any thoughts on that?
I don't know if we have to teach. There's a lot of those guys that drop the ball. I don't know that he's the worst one of those. But if you look at Jamal Turner's a punt returner, you know, he needs reps catching the ball. Obviously, Kenny Bell was back there a little bit. You know, they'll find somebody back there. It isn't so much the guy that can. Again, it wasn't one or two guys that had an issue. I mean, they put Tim Marlowe back there, who's a sure-handed guy, and he dropped one. So, I mean, but there'll be some options there. I promise you.
Nebraska's still kind of hanging around 15, even after those two departures, according to Rivals.com. So there you go. That's what's going on with Nebraska there. And now some more rumblings coming out that the Big Ten, and we asked Dave Revson yesterday from the Big Ten Network, because we had started to hear these rumblings again. They're going to get close, and this summer they're supposed to lay down the groundwork, what they're going to do when Maryland and Rutgers joins the league. I guess, Monty, from a fan standpoint, a former Husker standpoint, what would be the perfect division for Nebraska? I don't think they're gonna shake it up too much, but I could see out of the six, two of them leaving and being on the other side, maybe two coming in. Or three, because you're gonna have seven and you're gonna have 7-7 with the 14 teams. Who comes in? Who leaves? What's going to be the best?
Well, the difficulty with the whole thing is you have two goals when you're trying to set up these divisions. You want to have some parity. You want some balance there, but you also want to have. It needs to make sense geographically. I'm sorry, but it doesn't make a lot of sense for Penn State's a hard place to get into for Nebraska, and I know I like the appeal of the Penn State Nebraska and what that brings to the table from a cross division rival. That's just a tough place to get into, and I'm not just talking about football from the football standpoint. That's a tough travel. So there's all these factors that have to go in. I think that as the Big Ten progresses over the next 10 years, we've seen a secular approach to this. It isn't like one team or two teams has just obviously dominated this whole conference. So I think you can get some parity geographically, and if you still maintain that one cross-division rival with someone, you can also maintain some of that those big games during the regular season. I don't know if there's an ideal scenario for Nebraska football, but geographically there's a lot of things that make sense. I personally, as a fan, I want to play Iowa. I want to play Wisconsin. The rest of them, I'm not, there isn't that big of a difference. Yeah, eventually you're going to play Michigan.
I want to play Minnesota.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'll take that one too. It's a nice little trip up to Minneapolis too. It's easier. But that's, again, we're talking about geographically, those make sense. It's fun to go to Michigan State to play an away game. It's fun to go to Michigan to play an away game, to see those. And you want to have those teams on your schedule. I don't necessarily need to see them every single year, but it's a tough thing because you have to balance all those factors.
Well, I have this feeling that they're not going to keep that. I think they invented that cross-division rival so that they could put Michigan and Ohio State on the other side, mm-hmm. and that it would be easy to pair Nebraska with Penn State since they were the last two teams in and they had at least a little bit of history. But, I mean, who in the world does Maryland or Rutgers have anything in common with?
Oh, they don't. They don't. And again, that's one of the difficulties. So, again, if you're looking geographically, those teams have to be over in that other division right away. So then all of a sudden, what do you do? Do you move? Who do you move over? Because, again, if you're talking just from a geographical standpoint, and, oh, by the way, those teams aren't exactly – I mean, Rutgers has had some good years, don't get me wrong, but those teams aren't exactly powerhouses when it comes to football. And interestingly, isn't it amazing how football – drives the wagon. It is just amazing how football controls everything. As big as March Madness is.
Well, because Maryland and Indiana could be crossed. That would be, but it wouldn't be because of football.
Exactly. And March Madness is one of my favorite events in all of college sports. I love March Madness, and I think, it's a wonderful thing. But isn't it amazing how football drives that, and it obviously has to do with the money involved in football.
Doug Dudamani Kratzenstein with us on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio on this Wednesday show. It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out, and I think there'll be grumblings, as there always are, and there'll be some happiness out there. I just don't want to see Nebraska, and I've mentioned it numerous times, I don't want to see them because they get rid of Ohio State, Wisconsin off the schedule, and they're supposed to get their chances at the so-called weaker teams in Indiana, Purdue, Illinois. All of a sudden, we still don't play any of those teams for the next decade because they roll things in. And I guess we'll see how it all plays out. Nebraska, so they're still staying in the top 15, even without Jeff's been rolling through some of these other recruiting spots. A couple of other notes before we take a break here, and we're going to do some Troutmans when we come back after the break for Super Bowl week. College World Series, I know you're a fan.
Love it.
And
love it.
I'm going to be interested to see who takes over for Dennis Pope, vice president of championships. Not many people would know that, except that his name is synonymous with working the College World Series for a number of years. The attendance at the CWS doubled under his watch. I mean, it exploded under his watch. Of course, when you're around that long, there are a variety of reasons that it took off. But there will be somebody new because he is going to retire at the end of the year. Got the College World Series over to TD Ameritrade, got it settled in, and I think now his work is done.
What I love about him, and I don't know how, like you said, the inner workings of this, if he was responsible for this, but he was always the face or the name that was associated with, is we got that long-term contract in Omaha. Moving that, you know, I almost started a whole new debate for another time, but moving that downtown to that new stadium, you know, there's a lot of traditionalists that didn't like it, but if you've been there over the last, you know, if you've been there, with that big contract, that was the main goal, is to try to get that long-term extension, and that's good for the people of Omaha and the people of Nebraska. I don't think anybody can argue that.
25 years needed it guaranteed to buy that or to build that new stadium, and as long as it continues to fill up, that's what it is with me. And again, let's face it, we are at the point now where, and then we're still talking about kids, and in this instance, we're talking about young gentlemen. But how many of the high school kids now even know that state wrestling used to be in Lincoln and that they used to play the state football finals on home fields?
I think sometimes us old guys think tradition's a bigger deal than some of the younger people. But listen, as far as tradition is concerned, yeah, you know, it's important to have it there a long time. As long as I can get my hot fudge sundae or my hot fudge malt from Zesto's, I don't care. I don't care where it's at. It can be at you know, I go to Donovan and watch CWS. As long as if they move a Zesto's there, I'm in.
We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're back with more in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth right after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
Hi, it's the Herd. When it comes to sending roses for Valentine's, you've only got one shot to truly wow her. That's why I only order from 1-800-Flowers.com. You should too. Don't settle for less. It's Valentine's. She's special. 1-800-Flowers.com delivers the highest quality roses backed by their 100% smile guarantee. Listen, take my advice. Sending flowers from 1-800-Flowers.com is a great, fast way to show your wife or your girlfriend how much you care. This week only, they have an exclusive offer for my listeners. Order a dozen roses from 1-800-Flowers.com and get 6 additional roses with a vase, only $29.99. Plus, for just 10 bucks more, make it 2 dozen roses and a box of chocolates. These are the lowest prices of the season. You gotta order now. Make the best impression for Valentine. Order today. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio mic, upper right side, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention...
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mostly lingering cloudiness and some flurry activity yet today with some breaks of sun in the afternoon with a high near 30, northwest wind stay at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight we fall to a low of 14. I'm weather and meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 19.
Doug and Danny's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Giovanni Kratzenstein with you. We're going to give somebody a chance to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's here momentarily with some Super Bowl week trivia. Who knows what we're going to pull out of the hat today. Folks, it is the end of January already, and before you know it, despite how miserable it seems out there today and with schools being closed down in the eastern part of the state, it won't be long until you're getting in your field. Well, what are you doing now? You're either working on or purchasing new equipment. And if you are worried and tired of fixing the old pivots and you need something new, T&L Irrigation is the place to be. You can discover the T&L difference and see your local T&L dealer. They're all over the Midwest, all over the listening area. And you can also check things out on their website at TLIRR.com. Because if you're wondering if there's another choice, well, then all you have to do is talk to the Oshners of Roseland. Their choice simple. They own 8 hydrostatically powered T&L pivot systems and say they have a lot of confidence in their T&Ls and have had through the years. So just like the Oshners, you can see the difference. T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works. Tri-City Storm, a winner last night. Now they go on the road, just one game this weekend at Des Moines, the Nebraska men's basketball team. That's what's disheartening. It seemed like they I can't even get through the thought here, because I'm doing the Fort Kearney basketball last night. I jump in the car, I see what the score is before we sign off the air, and then I know we're down by 10, and then it's 16, and I'm listening to Kent Pavelka and Matt Davison, and they've been broadcasting bad blowout basketball for the majority of the last 3-4 years. And then they get off on their tangents, and it's fun to listen to that. But, you know, they're shooting over 50% for the game. Ray Gallegos has a career-high 30 points, and they get beat by 19, which was exactly the spread last night, by the way, for you degenerates. 84-265. How does that happen? Turnovers and not getting rebounds, that's how it happened.
Well, they're just, I've used the reference before, it's taking a knife into a gunfight. And physically, you know, they just get beat up inside. Okay,
this thought came to me because obviously I'm not a big physical guy. Okay, let me ask you.
This is a radio show. People don't know that.
Yeah, well, okay. There you go. Physically comes to mind in football. Physically in basketball is different. It is way different, and that is why some people get a little upset with what you see in basketball these days. Used to be basketball. Physically didn't used to be basketball. Yes, you had to be in shape and strong to be able to go through the game. You shouldn't have to be physical to win basketball games, pushing people, shoving people, elbowing people. That's what they're talking about. And it's just like we don't even – it's an afterthought now. Yeah, there's a foul on every play. And I'm not trying to go to extremes here, but you're talking about – so you're going to bring in 10 great basketball players that can shoot the ball. What am I missing here? Because I know I'm missing something on this.
All I know is, in my opinion, the NCAA Division I college basketball game has changed more than any other – sport, division, whatever you want to call it, in the last 10 years, 10, maybe 15 years than any other. And you're right. You know who would be great? I don't think you could, you know, we talked about getting Cleet Blakeman on here during the NFL stuff. Who'd be great to get on here would be John Higgins. Huh. John Higgins is one of the best NCAA basketball officials. Every time you turn on ESPN, he's doing the game, right?
Well, he's either doing the game or brushing his hair.
I have no comment about that because I got hair envy when it comes to Johnny Higgs. But it would be so fun to sit down with him and talk to him about the development or the change. I don't even want to say development because that leads to a positive. But you're exactly right. The college basketball game right now, I believe, is more physical than the NBA game. It is just the amount of shoving, the amount of defensive play down low, when they go up for a contested shot, You're right. There is. It's like the NFL, and you can, you know, they always say you can call a hold on every single play if you want to. You could call a foul on every single possession, and it's changed. Now, obviously, the popularity of the game, that's what the powers that be want, because they don't want a referee blowing the whistle every time down. The hard thing is, once you get past that line, how do you go back?
Oh, exactly. There's no doubt. Well, football's doing it. Yep. Football's doing it by adjusting their rules, and you're starting to see that in a variety of sports. And again, it really opened my eyes when and we had Bill Friedman from The Journey, the executive producer of The Journey on the Big Ten Network. If you saw the debut of the basketball portion of it this year, where they highlighted Nebraska when they went to Michigan, and that was one of the stories. They did the story on Thad Mata that night, and they've done some really cool things. Chris Street with Iowa was on this week, and if you're a young kid, that's something you kind of worth going to look at. But if you're our age, you kind of remember that story. But getting back to what Nebraska was doing in their early morning workout at Michigan with their practice and their walkthrough, I mean, they just show assistant coaches, and they're not they may be what they're using in football practice, but they're putting on the body pads, and they've got these, their guards coming into the paint, and they're just pounding them. They're pushing them, they're shoving them, they're saying, find a way to get the ball up towards the rim. Well, that ain't basketball.
It's basketball the way it is now.
It's not basketball.
And you know, from a coaching standpoint, if you're playing a team that has a great shooter, just like you're talking about, the old pure shooter, you know, those guys are pretty easy to develop a game plan to defend, you know, because, you know, you play no catch, no help, you deny, you play all these sorts of things. But if you have a big horse that we see every great team or every even good team has, those big horses that control the paint, control the middle, the power forwards, the guys that can also put the ball on the floor and take the ball to the basket, that's a tough match. That's a tough game plan. And so, you know, if you'd go through the top teams, I mean, just look at the physicality of those teams and the way they play, and it's a different game.
Is it Larry Bird's fault? And I say that because we're talking Doug McDermott here.
Yeah.
You got to run all these guys, and there's more than just Doug, but you got to run them off 2-3 picks sometimes. If you want him to get the shot, you got to run him off 2 or 3 picks. When the other team knows he's getting the ball, you got to run him off 2 or 3 screens. And I just remember Larry Bird getting held a lot in the pros. I don't remember him having to do quite as much work, although, wow, what a job. He was the man at Indiana State. It's kind of the same, you know, philosophy, but at least Creighton's got Ekinik in the middle and some things that can help him out. But, you know, they start grabbing the jersey.
Well, and you know, from an official standpoint, the grabbing is easy to call. It's the bodying. It's the stopping a cut when a guy is trying to go from one
just a little bit though.
One point of the floor to the other side of the floor, and you know, you're getting a little forearm, you're getting a hip, you're getting your chest and up, those sort of things. Those things are hard to call. And as an official, if the guy doesn't have the ball and isn't making a basketball move toward the basket, they aren't going to, you know, again, you can call it every possession down. It's very, very difficult. Boy, if you want to see, it's so much fun to watch Doug McDermott and that Creighton offense and the different things that he does individually. As a team, they do it. But individually, to get him the ball where he can score. And he can score from a lot of different places, don't get me wrong. But you're right. You know, he probably – but look, if you want to compare him to a Larry Bird, and I know that's a stretch, but from a college standpoint, it's not a stretch. Doug McDermott's years in college are very comparable. His numbers and what he's done is very comparable to Larry Bird in college. That's what we're comparing. Totally different game. Larry Bird was not physicaled, if that's even a word, the way that Doug McDermott is right now. And if you put on the tapes of those two players and what they have to go through to get the ball in a scoring position, it's night and day.
Doug and Daddy's show rolling along here on this Wednesday. Creighton does play tonight. UNK does play tonight at home against Emporia State. Hastings College does play tonight at home against Midland. And you can hear that action on 1230 AM KHAS and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Also, HastingsLink.com. We talked a lot about UNK. A couple of other things we want to pass along here before we do our Troutman's Super Bowl week trivia. So get ready for that. 888-455-ESPN. Our poll question for the day. Yesterday, will Tiger Woods win a major in 2013? The choices, Monty, are one, more than one, or he won't win any.
Damon Day said one, right?
Yeah.
God.
And I was wavering.
I hate having to agree with him again. But I'll do it. I'll say one.
63% say one, taking the safe out. 21% say no, and 16% say more than one. I was really on the fence yesterday with this, really on the fence, because I think he can win a couple this year and really regenerate the catching Nicklaus and putting him back on a map. But I don't know that anybody – I mean, Rory doesn't seem to be tearing things up right now. Tiger seems to be playing the best golf. Phil is struggling. Now they always find a way to pop out and do well, but Tiger gets the Masters. I think he gets more than one. I know that's an if and or blah blah blah.
What years was Tiger at his best? How many?
2000, 2001.
Okay, so I think the difficulty and what's changed now, not just his game, but what's changed is the depth of the quality, the talent, the amount of guys that can win. Because one thing we've seen on the PGA Tour, how many times you see the leaderboard and you're like, who, there's guys I haven't even heard of on there. Yeah, there's a few of the names that are constant, but that's what's so cool about the PGA Tour is so many guys can put rounds together and win. So I think that's changed. When he was winning all those majors, I think he was playing incredibly well, but I think the competition level was down a little bit, and I think the intimidation factor that he had over those other golfers was there. That's not there anymore. So I think him winning multiple majors is a much more difficult task now than it was before.
Jeffrey, how many weeks till we get to match play? We get to do brackets again? Was it a couple, 3 weeks?
I think it's in February.
Yeah, it's in February. We get to do our golf brackets, which is exciting to mm-hmm. golf fans. And that's it. Nobody else. But it preps you for filling it. Even if you don't know nothing, it'll prep you for the NCAA tournament and the Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge. Let's give something away. You want to give something away? Let's give something away. Super Bowl, that's February 20th is the match play. So thank you for efforting, Jeffrey. 888-455-ESPN. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. 888-455-3776. It's Troutman's Super Bowl week. All you have to do is give us a buzz, and we're going to give you a trivia question. If you answer it, a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. Yum, yum, yum. Let's go to the phone line. I think I've got the best one out of all. We've kind of been discussing this. We've been discussing our trivia question, and I've got a couple of them here. So let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Jason,
who is the first running back to ever be named Super Bowl MVP? The first Super Bowl MVP that was a running back.
Jim Brown.
Not Jim Brown, Tryback, 888-455. In fact, a defensive player was actually an MVP of the Super Bowl before a running back was. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Jerry.
Jerry, who is the first running back to be named a Super Bowl MVP?
Walter Payton.
Not Walter Payton, Tryback, 888-455-3776. Our Troutman's Wednesday trivia is who is the first running back to be named Super Bowl MVP? What's your answer? What's your guess?
Am I on?
Yeah, go ahead.
How about Larry Zonka?
Who are we talking to?
Ken.
You sure? You sure about that, Larry Zonka? Did you look that up? You can be honest because you won.
Yes.
Huh? Okay, Larry Zonka is right. I thought we could ride that one a little longer, Monty.
I would have thought I could ride it too. That's a good guess. That's a good response and a winning response.
Well, let me ask you, this is for bonus points only. We'll give you some more prizes if you can get this right. Who was the first wide receiver to be named MVP?
Oh, let's see.
I'll even help you out.
It was that receiver on the Packers, the first Super Bowl, was it?
No.
Something?
No.
Give me a team.
No. I'll tell you, Zonka won it in Super Bowl VII. Okay, then the next year, Franco Harris won it. And then the next year, a wide receiver won it.
Does he happen to be a broadcaster?
He could
be. That'd probably be Lynn Swan, man.
See, absolutely. There you go.
Yeah,
I think we'll also throw in the 2012 Michigan State Media Guide as a prize here for and some other great things, maybe a T-shirt. You know, we try to give things away here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But hang on the line. The most important thing, a $25 gift card to get you ready for the Super Bowl. Thanks for listening. Hang on the line. Wow. I thought we'd hang around there with Zonka for a while. I thought we'd hang around with the Zonk.
You know, the Dolphins were – that Dolphins team he played on was, I think, the first – aging myself a little bit, but really the first team, the dynasty that I really followed with Zonka and Jim Kick and Warfield and Greasy and Mercury Morris. How about those names? Yeah. Those guys were fun to watch.
Do I know? Do you have a team? Have I asked you?
I do not have a team. I really don't. You know, I used to think I had a team. Growing up, I was a Broncos fan, but that was because I lived where that was the only game you saw, right? Yeah. That was the only games you were on. But I don't. I cheer for the Broncos just because I used to watch them. But no, I don't have a team. Haven't had a team.
Wow.
I know. Part of the problem is, too, is I've never been a Chiefs fan, never been a Vikings fan, and again, geographically, that's kind of the deal. So I don't even jump bandwagons. I don't have.
Are you one of those guys that has a couple teams that you just hate that you want to root against every time?
Not necessarily in the NFL. College.
Okay, well,
in college I do, but in the NFL, I don't necessarily. I came and root against the Ravens. How's that? I mean, that's how, I don't know.
So you tell me that you're picking San Francisco? Because mm-hmm. We just want to get your pick.
I'm picking San Francisco. I picked San Francisco to get there, remember? Because, do you remember that? I don't pick for any. Let me flip my coin.
I'm sure you're right, but did you get them both right? Because I heard somebody else on this show did that.
Somebody else did. Oh, well, we can always check the tape and see. I think because of the running quarterback and my love for running quarterbacks, I think that's why I picked 49ers to get there. So I'll go with that. I'll pick the 49ers again, and because Tom Rathman's coaching.
You think big? Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. You think big? You think they can? Are they going to blow them out?
I don't. I'd be surprised if it was a blowout. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it's a close game. What's not that you pay attention to these things, but what's the line right now?
It's 4.5 and 5 still.
Yeah.
And anywhere you look, between 4 and 5, depending on where you look at. And that'd be 4.5 if it was between 4 and 5. So just for folks that thought I wasn't sure on that. We got to take a break. I will throw this out as we go to break because there's been a lot of weird stuff that has happened in the last 2 weeks, 10 days, and actually since we had Monty on a couple of weeks ago mm-hmm. as our co-host. You've got Ray Lewis, mm-hmm. and there's a variety of things you can talk about there. Mm-hmm. You've got A-Rod now, where everybody thinks he's a cheater. Lance Armstrong, Manti Te'o, now Randy, and then you got Jerry Rice. First defending that he thinks Bill Callahan may have sabotaged the Super Bowl, and now Randy Moss claiming that he's the best receiver of all time, and Jerry Rice saying, I don't even think you're close. I don't think so. So, whichever one you want to dive into, we'll talk about it when we return on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Refirm weight loss for every reason.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss pills and promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the breakthrough weight loss product for men and women only at Complete Nutrition. Listen to what this doctor said about Refirm.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store today and get a free Refirm consult while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, consult your Complete Nutrition pro to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
To win the Capital One Cup and be the best in men's and women's college sports, you've got to lay it all on the line. Every play, every game, in every sport. Teams are battling it out for NCAA Division I championships, $400,000 in student-athlete scholarships, and the Capital One Cup trophy. Check the standings on CapitalOneCup.com to follow your school in the race to become the best in college sports and earn bragging rights all year long.
As the NFL comes to an end, all roads lead to the Big Easy and the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, home of Super Bowl 47. Let's take a look back on some of the past matchups. In 1990, the 49ers and Joe Montana rolled over John Elway's Denver Broncos. On February 3rd, 2013, all eyes will be on the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. And the final question will be, who will prevail? Road to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome is sponsored by Mercedes-Benz. Experience one today at your authorized Mercedes-Benz.
When it comes to Sunday, after I do all my honey-dos, of course, I had the Cunningham's Journal. Why, thinks I go to my buddy's house, but sometimes whatever you don't know won't hurt. Cunningham's is the best place to watch all your favorite sports, Wi-Fi, internet, to keep updated on all your fantasy players, juicy burgers, and the coldest draft here in town. Anyways, I was face-deep in my Juicy Lucy until my wife walks into the door. Guess the truth does hurt. Escape Ordinary at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
O'Gill Academy.
7 seconds to go. It's going to be Mello.
The school that produced 55 D1 recruits.
Got it again. 6 3-pointers by Mello in the period.
Including Carmelo Anthony. It's coming to the Heartland Hoops Classic to be matched against the team that won 5 of the past 6 Class A trophies. Omaha Central. Plus 7 more top local and regional matchups all day February 9th. Featuring exclusive local coverage on the stations of Platte River Radio. Presented by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Graham Tire, and Equitable Savings Bank. Check PlatteRiverPreps.com for tip-off times and station.
Mostly lingering cloudiness and some flurry activity yet today with some breaks of sun in the afternoon with a high near 30, northwest wind stay at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight we fall to a low of 14. I'm weather eye meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 19.
Doug and Daddy Show, Midway Auto Dealership Broadcast Booth. Doug Dudamani Kratzenstein with us on this Wednesday, wrapping things up at the Midway Auto Dealership Broadcast Booth. They are keeping busy, getting ready for the month of February. You know, it's like Groundhog's Day over and over and over again when you go to the Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac or Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and see all the great items that they have, whether it's new or pre-owned, because you're always going to be taken care of. They always have a smile on their face, and they're always going to have a great website that you can see everything on the lot and get great deals on their Facebook page and on their website as well at thinkmidway.com. That's why it must be February 2nd all the time at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, where they have 50 pre-owned vehicles right now that are under $10,000. So if you need something quick, you need something to replace, you need something for the kids, you need something for work, right there it is at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, thinkmidway.com, because Midway, it's a better way. Okay, Monty, we went over all those things. I think you wanted to start with Jerry Rice.
I love Jerry Rice as a football player. I don't like Jerry Rice and him trying to grab attention with all of his antics lately. But if you want to talk about the greatest of all time, I don't know what in the world Randy Moss is thinking, spouting off about that.
I kind of almost feel bad for Jerry Rice because ESPN wants him to talk. And he's never been a talker, and he does a good job when he talks. I'm not saying that. But they want him to have an opinion, and now he's going to get run over for having an opinion on a couple of different things. Yeah, he is the best. And as you were saying during the break, at that position, if you quarterback, there's people that can give you 15 of them probably and have a legitimate argument. Running back, same thing. But wide receiver, really no one debates that it's not Jerry Rice. But I'm looking on ESPN today. And they have, if you're on ESPN.com, you know, they have 10 guys rank them. I mean, you look at the numbers some of these guys had and the touchdowns that they had and then the teams they played. I mean, let's face it, Steve Largent? Mm-hmm. Well, if he played at San Francisco, but Jerry Rice just did it so fluid, and yeah, he was your main man.
Well, and for so long, so long. And, you know, now I'll go the other side just for the argument standpoint. Now, does Jerry Rice have a career that he has without Joe Montana as his quarterback, without the great running game they have, without those teams that he played on? There's a lot of great receivers that had okay or great careers, but they didn't have the people around them. And that's the argument that you and I have had, or the comments that you and I had about the quarterback situation. You know, there's a lot of, you know, typically when you talk about quarterbacks, you talk about John Elway, you talk about Joe Montana, Tom Brady, maybe Peyton Manning is starting to get into that. You know, that's one of the reasons I have such a problem with the greatest of all time arguments from any sport, is it's difficult to compare. But when you look at those quarterbacks, who were they throwing to? What kind of running back do they have? Do they have Hall of Famers in their offensive line? You know, look at those sort of things. And again, you and I, we have to agree with each other again. But John, to me, that's where John Elway separated himself, was not from his statistics or not from his records, but what he did with what he had. Now, a couple other ones. I see Jeff talking.
Dan Marino was my guy for years.
Yeah.
And I have no affiliation to the Miami Dolphins. As everybody knows, I'm a Cowboy fan. I have not picked Troy Aikman or Roger Staubach, although Staubach underrated. Terry Bradshaw gets a raw deal. It's funny, and I like that argument too. If Joe Montana is the greatest, then how can you bash Terry Bradshaw? I mean, the credentials are the same. They both had some great players on their team, and you can't tell me that the Steelers were better than the Niners.
I think Terry Bradshaw's shtick has hurt him. I mean, truly. I mean, when he was there, he kind of portrayed himself kind of jokingly as this dumb guy and, you know, just this country boy from the South.
I don't think that he comes was faking. Just because Joe Montana was never in Smokey and the Bandit 2. I mean, come on, people. Not everybody gets that gig. There you go.
That might have been a career killer right there when he did that, or a legacy killer. But yeah, I mean, you can go through that list of 10 quarterbacks, and, you know, everybody can have their argument, right, wrong, or otherwise. Wide receiver, Jerry Rice.
What do you make of this whole Ray Lewis thing? Let it go?
I hate stories that come up, controversial stories that come up the week of or the week before the Super Bowl. That's just, to me, whether it's right or wrong, whether what's truth and what's fiction, you lose credibility when some guy comes out and you've never heard about him until Super Bowl week and that story comes out. That, to me, that you lose credibility even if you are telling the truth, and which I don't think he probably is. But
well, there you go, folks. Lance, A-Rod, Tao, we're tired of all of them already.
Yeah, we kind of are. Let's move on to something positive. Remember our theme? We're saying positive. And no. See, those are negative stories. Let's stay positive. Let's end positive.
Done. You know what? I've never got a lot of response on this radio show for positive.
Huh.
Positive, or there's never a positive argument.
That's why I only show up about once every week or two, right?
People only email or call when they are PO'd, or they disagree strongly, or they want to call you a nut job, and that's what we'll probably do tomorrow when Spencer Schubert's in as our co-host. But we are going to start the show tomorrow with former Husker and NFL's Scott Shanley. Also, we're going to talk a little basketball. Kearney Catholic is undefeated on the boys' side. And we haven't talked to Coach Lease on the show yet this year, so we'll talk to Coach Don Lease. Friday, we've got more great guests as well, including Jay Rude and some other people. Since the calendar's on January, I can't see February 1st from here. So we'll have some more great folks coming up. Amani, safe travels, and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Everybody, we want to thank the folks that joined us today, including Brady Bonzel, UNK track and field coach of the Charlie Foster Invite is this weekend. Have a great Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.